Well, today we have a guest joining us by phone. Hannah Shady is with us. She's the executive director of the LC Clinic, and they had some exciting news here just recently. Hannah, good morning.
Good morning.
Thank you so much for the time.
Thank you.
Absolutely. Well, some good news for the clinic here lately. I know you've been working hard on locating and then working to acquire a facility here in Atlantic for the expansion here into this area, and it sounds like that's come true.
Yes, we are very, very much excited to announce the purchase of a building at 507 Chestnut Street there in Atlantic, and it was the home of Rex Pharmacy for many years in the Atlantic community.
Sure. Talk about the location specifically in a downtown area. Is that something you targeted?
You know, we really just kind of left it up to what the Lord wanted. We knew that He had a building in mind for us. We knew that we trusted in His guidance and His will in this area. And so really, the way that it all worked out with that building is just nothing short of kind of a miracle, I like to call it, because we had a lot of different resources in the community, and we were working a lot of different areas in the community trying to figure out where would be a good place for our third clinic office. And I received a phone call one morning from a wonderful contact that I have there in Atlantic, and she said to me, "Hey, I don't know if this is on your radar. I don't know if you guys have ever thought about it, but I was in the building," and she said, "Your face came to mind, and I really thought it would be a good idea for you guys to just check it out." So that's what we did, and things just really began to unfold after that. When we first stepped into 507 Chestnut, we really felt like this was it. This was where we were supposed to be. And so it just kind of worked all together, all of these things working together. It's just been really amazing to witness that kind of unfolding before our eyes and watching that happen.
Sure. Well, I should probably backtrack a little bit. We've talked before, but for folks who aren't familiar with the mission and what happens through the LC clinics, can you talk a little bit about that?
Absolutely. So the reason that we exist is to glorify Christ. We want to reach out to our community with the love of Christ, and we want to be able to see them as He sees us, which is, as perfect treasures in His eyes. And we want to be able to help equip and educate and empower those that are in our community. We are coming there to serve. We began as a pregnancy resource center. We are now a pregnancy medical clinic that specializes in early pregnancy confirmation. Just to see the growth that's happened in the last 8 years since we've been open has been just an amazing transformation as well. So we are able to offer medical services to our community. We offer pregnancy tests and limited obstetric ultrasound. We also offer STI testing and treatment. We have a parenting program that goes hand in hand with our material assistance program that is called Earn While You Learn. So parents and caregivers can come in and they can take parenting classes to help educate and equip them to be better parents, better caregivers, better community citizens. And they get rewarded for coming in and engaging with us and learning as well. So we reward them with what we call mommy money or daddy dollars. They then can exchange those in our baby boutique for items such as material items such as diapers and wipes, baby clothing and maternity clothing, and baby care items as well. So it really just helps them along their journey as parents and caregivers. Sometimes our clients come in and they are unexpectedly pregnant. Sometimes they come in and it's very much an expected pregnancy. And so we want to meet people exactly where they are at in whatever they're going through and be able to walk alongside them and support them. We have a really incredible fatherhood ministry and fatherhood support system in place as well. That's something that we really are excited to bring to our communities, is to help educate and equip the fathers of these families and help them really grow in their role as the leader of the family as well. We also are able to offer abortion recovery support for anyone that is wishing and desiring to receive healing from having an abortion in their past as well. And so we have a lot of other things that we like to offer to the community. We have a student education team. We like to go in and speak to the youth about making healthy choices, about setting boundaries. What are boundaries? How do we establish them? And also some goal setting for their futures as well. We are very much encouraged to see the youth and they are our future leaders. They are who will be inheriting the earth, and we want to be sure that we're setting good, healthy examples for them, and that we are really paving the way in a very positive light for them so that they can become educated adults and also be good leaders in our communities as well. And so we're very excited to be able to offer these services to the communities. And it's been for about 2 years a work in progress to expand and open a third office. And so we are just beyond elated to be able to offer these services to the communities of Atlantic.
Well, you have the two prior facilities that have already been operating in Creston and Stewart, so one would only assume that you get good support there. Looking for the support here in Atlantic to get this off the ground, it's been pretty good so far?
It has been tremendous. I try not to get very emotional, but it's very hard for me because I am overwhelmed in a very good way by the generosity and the support and the leadership that has come from all of these meetings that we've had in Atlantic. The community support has been so wonderful to see people in the community being very passionate about the services that we provide and being passionate about wanting to bring these services to their communities because they love their community and they want to better their community. And so that has been just tremendous for us to be able to witness that. The relationships and friendships that have been formed because of us being tied together with the LC Clinic Ministry, it is beyond something that we could ever put into words, really. But it has been just an amazing experience all the way around.
Well, and not just from church groups and things like that, but individuals and businesses in the area, too, I understand, have all kind of gotten on board.
Absolutely. And so this is what we want people to help understand about us, is that we are privately funded. We are privately owned. We are able to set our own policies and our own procedures, and that's very important. That is because of the generosity of our communities. It's because of those leaders in our community. It's because of individuals and churches and businesses in the community. Their support is absolutely integral to the services that we are able to provide. All of our services that we provide at our clinics are free and strictly confidential. And because of their support, we're able to be open and we are able to offer these services free of charge to our community. And that makes a huge difference. Financial burden, as many of us know, probably all of us know, it's a real thing. And people don't want to reach out for help when they feel like there's nowhere that they can reach for help because maybe of some financial instability. And so helping them understand that this ministry is community grown, it's community funded, and it is sewn back into the community makes all the difference for bettering our communities as a whole.
Sure. Well, you've got the building purchased now, so you've got a physical location. What's next?
So the next steps that we have a whole lot of renovations to do. We have a pretty incredible team that is backing us. We have a wonderful steering committee that I am just so thankful and so humbled and so blessed by their endurance and their strength throughout this whole process. We have a really wonderful facilities team leader. His name is Brent Myers, and he has some contractors and folks from the community that are going to be helping to renovate this building. And we will need all of the help that we can get. The first thing that we're going to do is we're going to rewire all of the electric in the building, and we're going to have a new HVAC system put in. And then we are going to be able to put walls up and get things kind of moving. So I know a lot of people have been instrumental in this whole process, and to see it coming alive before our very eyes is pretty it's pretty incredible.
Sure. Well, in addition to donations and things that happen, you've got expenses now, pretty good-sized ones with the purchase of a new building and the renovation plans and things. So any thoughts about doing fundraising events?
Absolutely. So as a privately funded company, your fundraising is a 365-day-a-year job for sure. We have a tremendous opportunity for people in the Atlantic and surrounding community area to be able to see firsthand what is coming to 507 Chestnut in the way of our fundraising banquet. We host a fundraising banquet every year. This year it will be held on Thursday, August 13th. It will be held at the Atlantic Golf and Country Club. We do have a cap on registration, so registration is and will be required for people to attend this event. But these events really give a great idea to the services that we offer. We have wonderful client testimonies that will be shared. So you'll hear words from the clients that we serve, the people that are in our communities, the people that we serve. And you'll really be able to get a good idea of the services, like I said, that will be offered at 507 Chestnut. And so you really get a good idea of who we are and what we do. That transparency, that honesty, that trust building is very important. And you'll also be able to get a good idea of who's behind the scenes. So some of our staff and our volunteers will be sharing their testimonies as well. So you'll have an opportunity to extend a financial partnership that evening as well. And so that's really the best way to learn about the Ministry of LC Clinic and to learn about what is coming in ahead through the doors at 507 Chestnut.
Okay, well, very good. And if folks want to know more about that or how they would get involved, how would they do that?
Absolutely. So we have a website. We actually have two websites. We have iowalcclinic.org. You can go on there and learn really all there is to learn about the Ministry of LC Clinic, the services that we provide. It gives in-depth information about those services that we provide to the community as well. And there's also what we call our donor website, which is helplifecareclinic.org. And they can also shoot an email to info@iowalcclinic.org. Those emails go to me, and I'm more than happy to answer any questions, to come and speak at any time, at any events that you have, to really help bring this understanding of who we are and why we all need each other as we walk through life together.
Very good. Hannah Shady, Executive Director of the LC Clinic. If you'd like to know more, she just told you how to do it. Check them out online. Hannah, thank you so much for the time. Appreciate it. Best of luck.
Thank you so much, Jim. I appreciate it.